Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Pastor?
You was on, man, you was on the right side. You was on it.
I was on it?
Yeah. You was on it.
Praise God.
All right, then. Well, you go ahead and start teaching. My God.
Praise God. Praise God. We don't get it. We're going to get it right. I thank God. Thank God for right now. And it takes time, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
God is teaching us. He's teaching us.
He's teaching
us. We're learning,
yeah.
You know, and we're learning. I've learned. But anyway, good evening. Thank God for Jesus. And we're going to bring you up to speed on some things. But right now, we really want to thank God for where we're at right now. We're on. Thank God. Whenever you go into new territory, you always go run into some things that have to be put together right. And when you do things, you can have the best laid out plans. And when you try to put it together, it's, a lot of time it don't work out the way we think it should. So we have to step back, look at it again, and go at it again. But we have to do this with patience, with faith, and regardless of what come at us, we still move forward.
Amen.
Regardless of what it is. So I just want to thank God for Dr. Hunter and for this ministry that God has given him. I thank God for saving me, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for each and every one of you on the line tonight. What I want to share with you tonight, saints, is that I'll be coming from the 8th chapter of Matthew, but before I start, I just want to pray. And I'm going to stop in time for prayer tonight. Dr. Hunter called for us to have prayer the other night, and God answered prayers. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop early enough for anyone, if there's a need, if there's a sickness, if there's anything that's going on in your life, family needs prayer, you need prayer, whatever it is, we're going to set a time aside that we can bring it to the throne, and we're going to pray for it. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you for this opportunity tonight. I come to you with confidence. I come to you knowing that you are the God of prayers and a God of deliverance, of God of healing, a God of salvation. We thank you. We praise you that whatever the need is, that you have the answer to any problem, to any needs. We thank you right now. We praise you right now for each and everyone that's under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, Father God, regardless of what come at us or what tried to hinder us, we asking you now for the strength, the courage, the boldness that we may move forward in Christ and we may move forward in love. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you now. But as I said earlier, I want to just touch base on a chapter 8 of Matthew. And Jesus had just came down from the mount. And when he was coming down, he ran into a leper. Not ran into. A leper approached him. And chapter 8 reads, and when Jesus came from the mountain, it's a great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me whole.
My God.
He didn't say, Lord, can you? He said, if you will, He knew Jesus could do it.
Yeah.
He wasn't questioning the capability of healing him. But the first thing he did was worship him.
Yeah.
When we come into his presence, we are to come into his presence with worship and praise.
Amen.
Praise. I just want to add this. Worship and praise is not from our only from our lips. It's from our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
We should live a life that should exemplify the worship and praise of who our God is. And I want to say this, and we seem like so many, and I never met a lot of you. But if you look around now, please look around, please, and not to judge, but just to be in the know and see what's going on. See, we got to know what's going on. We have to be in the know. He said, I don't want you to be ignorant of the times, what's going on, the seasons. So when we look around, you see some ministries looking just like the world and acting like the world. This don't reflect the image of Christ. Now, I'm not a judge, and I'm not trying to judge, but what I do, I say, if whatever anyone do, that's between them and God, I'm going to give you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And what that person do with the truth is up to them. I'm going to pray with you, and I'm going to pray for you. But I'm going to give you the truth. We can't make anyone be saved. That's not what he told us to do. He told us to go out and preach the gospel. And that's what he wants us to do. When we go out and do what he say do, when we do our part, we know for sure God will do his part. But this guy, this leper, he came down and he worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Immediately, God get a pleasure and a joy out of healing us, out of delivering us, out of blessing us. He really do. All through the scripture, he be talking about of deliverance and protection and healing, spiritual blessing for every blessing in every area of our life. He said, the peace of God. He have given us, we have peace with God, and we have peace of God. And that's what we have. We can't have the peace of God until we have peace with God. Because until we can come through Jesus to the Father, and the blood washes us, we have the wrath of God upon us. But when I came to Christ and repented of my sin, I turned away from my sin and I turned to Christ and asked Christ to be the Lord of my life. He took my sin and the wrath no more was upon me, but I had peace upon me then. I had the peace with God and I had the peace of God. He wants to bless us saints. All through his scriptures, he be saying how he just want to bless us. I was reading through Deuteronomy 28. But there's a condition. See, God had put his, before I was born, and I was born, before we were even conceived in the womb, before the first birth, God had set his word out there. He set his word out there. He said, now, even in Deuteronomy, he said, now you do this, this is going to happen. You do this. That's his word. He can't change his word. So what we have to do is choose what we want. The brother said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. The brother said, for me and my house, he made a choice. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So when he made that choice, he decided for him and his house how they was going to walk under the authority of God. They decided they wanted the blessings of God. And that's what we have to decide. No different today. Because, see, God's word don't change. He healed then. He healed now. He delivered then, he delivered now. There is no difference. The thing is, do we believe it? Do we believe it? What he has given to us, understand what God has given to us. And Jesus said to him, see thou tell no man, but go your way and show thyself unto the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And what I want to say about that scripture there, after the resurrection, he never said no more about go offer any gift to the priest, because he was our high priest. He haven't went to the cross. When he told this man this right here, he hadn't went to the cross yet. He hadn't died yet. He hadn't paid the price for sin yet. He hadn't been resurrected yet. So until then, they were still under the law. They were still under the law. That's why he told him in verse 4, did you tell no man, but go show yourself unto the priest. And then you offer the gift that Moses commanded. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. Now this is a Gentile, okay, not even a Jew. But he went to Jesus Christ and interceded on his servant's behalf. And he was a Gentile. Jesus said, okay, and Jesus said unto him, I will come. Now this brother is just telling Jesus about the problem. He didn't ask Jesus to come to his house now. If you read it, he never asked Jesus to come to his house. But after he told him about the sickness of his servant, and Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Now, we know who Jesus is. Jesus knew stuff before it even happened. He did. That's Jesus, okay? And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Yeah. But saints, this for us what I'm about to say now. But speak the word only. That's what he wants us to do.
That's it.
This Gentile told Jesus, speak the word only. You ain't got to be there. Because see what I know about you, Jesus, you got some authority. Not only have you got power, you got authority. Because see, I know what's going to come out your mouth, it's a done deal. I know you ain't got to be there for it to happen. See, because see, you knew I'm an officer in the Roman army. I got men's under me too. All I got to do is tell him to do it. I ain't got to go check him out. See, all I know is I tell him to do it, he going to do it. See, but I know you got authority to speak it, speak the word only. That's what he told Jesus. He said, you have to come to my house. He said, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. With no doubt. With no doubt in that statement. I asked God to help me with any doubt that tried to resonate in my heart. I asked God to help me with courage, to give me understanding and wisdom. I want to be that when he says step out on nothing, I don't want to ask God, Lord, you show me. No, Lord, you just tell me what to do. If I know this is you telling me what to do, I know I can do it. My thing with myself is a lot of time when God speaks to me, I have to ask myself, Lord, is this you or is it me? So I have to make sure it's God and not me, something I want. And it's not questioning God. It's being sure that it is God who's speaking to me. But that's what we must do, saints. We must speak the word only. The word says it's hard to kick against the prick. When someone asks us a question, whatever it is, and we look at the word of God and we give them the word of God, whatever they do, they're not retaliating against us, retaliating against us. They're not kicking against us, but they're kicking against the word. That's what we are to do. We are not to tell them what I think or what I feel. Well, I think this, and I think you should know. That's not my job to tell people. I said, let's go into prayer and see. Well, what do you think I should do? I said, I pray with you and ask God to show you the way that you should go. I'm not God. And I said, we are to direct people to God. And if God puts something in, so Spirit puts something in our heart to share with someone, we do it. If the Spirit give us something to tell someone, we tell them. Now, what they do with it is up to them. But we constantly pray for people. We intercede for people. That's what we do. It's the, well, I'm a man on authority, having soldiers under me. And I say unto this man, go. And he goeth to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And this guy was a Gentile. But he made a comment about it. He hadn't found so great faith in Israel than this guy right here. When Jesus come back, and they said, well, Jesus soon to come back. He can come back for me tonight. If I close my eyes tonight and don't wake up, that means he have came for me. But amen. When he do come for me, I want to be found in faith. I want to be found. I want to hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't ever want to count, sit down and count. Well, I witnessed to a person this day. I witnessed to one. This guy say, that's not it. I'm not trying to keep a record on how many people have came to the Lord with me. I just want to go out there and be obedient servant to my Lord.
Amen.
When they see me, I want to give them the reflection of Jesus Christ. When they hear me, I want them to hear him. I really do. That's my desire. It's to please him. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way, and as thou hast believed, so be it unto you. Saints, and I'm going to end on that, but this is what I want to share with you. Jesus told this man, said, go your way, and as you have believed. So my question is, what are you believing? Are you believing with faith? Or are you saying, well, he might do it, he might not do it? We pray, and I'm just a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question for us to examine ourselves. That when I pray, I know, Lord, this is your will for my life. This is your will for my ministry. Don't let anyone talk you out of the things that God have put in your heart. He said, I will give you the desires of your heart. And keep reading, he said, and I will bring it to be. The desires that he'll put in our heart, he will bring them out. They will be accomplished. We don't doubt him. 27 songs await on the Lord. I love the 27th song. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes come upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumble. I love the 27th song, but then when you get to the end, it says, wait on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord.
Be of good courage. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Saints, I say, wait on the Lord. Doubt go try to come at us. discouragement, sorrow, all these things, they're going to come now, but they don't have to overtake us.
Thank you.
We are, and see, I want to be such, I'm sorry, I can only speak for me. I want to be such transparent that if a saint call and get in touch and say they're going through something, understand, we go come together, we go pray, because understand, we know they're being assaulted by the enemy.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to come together, strengthen one another, encourage one another. See, we don't backbite. We don't do it. Not as saints. It's just one body. Just one body.
One body.
That's all it is. Just one body. And we got one head. And that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I just want to thank you for tonight and thank you for what God have allowed me to share with you tonight. And I want to say, Cynthia, I guess she's still out. But this is what if anyone right now have a need praying for, if anyone have a sickness, any need that you want prayer for, the door is open right now to let it be known. And we all go into the throne and take it to God. And we're taking it home. But now is the time. Now is the time. And while I'm talking, they had to rush my son back to the hospital. So I want you to lift my son up. Okay?
Amen.
And I've been, I got to tell the truth for myself. I jumped off a truck and I twisted my leg. It's been like last year. And I was supposed to have an operation on it, didn't do it. VA giving me problems with it. But anyway, I need prayer for my right knee. That's what I'm asking for prayer for healing for that. I'm asking for prayer for my son and for the rest of my children. I'm asking for prayer that saints, what's going on out in this world, it's time for us. It really is. We can't change the world. But we can, if we have influence, each one of us have influence somewhere.
Somewhere.
God done given us influence. So if we take the advantage of what the influence that he has given us in our little circle, we can change our environment.
Yes.
For the glory of God. We can do it. So if anyone else have any needs for prayer, you can let it be known now.
Can you hear me, Tyrone?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, tonight I want to just lift up the name of Jesus Christ. What God has done today throughout my life. I've been on some prayer lines today. I've been to the doctor, got a good report. I've been prescribed a good report. And now that we come together in the body of Christ, there are many people whose names have been called out today. There was people, I'm putting their names in the prayer bowl. And what happened? This lady, they just knew it was Hannah. They said the doctor didn't know if she had cancer or not. They couldn't even understand what it was. So we all prayed to believe God that it would dissipate. Somebody had some young man that wasn't believing that God was going to heal him. God healed him. He's out of the hospital. He didn't believe him. He's on his last day, but God healed him. It was through the prayer of the righteous. And tonight I'm hearing my brother Tyrone call out for prayer. We're praying for his son. We're praying for his whole family. We're praying for his knee. But I want the government, because you serve the government, I want them to pay you back, give you some money for what happened in the name of Jesus. And what they say, and we take notice, God says, he said, I will take care of all of us. As he was tonight, we just want to say thank you. In addition to that, I want to put my name in the prayer bowl, because I want somebody to continue to pray for me, because I want to do more what God would have me to do. And we know that sometimes in our lives we want to get it right. And I pray tonight, this particular night, I want to put South Carolina and North Carolina, I want to put that whole Eastern Seaboard in prayer. That whole half of America, I want to put it in prayer. I want to put the other half of prayer, because we got some issues right here that I know that the God we serve, the God we serve. We're not talking about Oregon. We're talking about the God we serve. He can answer our prayers. He will answer our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. And I tell everybody, yes, God is an authority, but he gave the authority all to his son. Give it all to his son, and it will be given back. It will be, it's so hard God's going to do this till our minds can't even fathom. And I was telling, and I was to say this here, the name, we said G-O-D, but in the Hebrew, it's G-D, God. They don't give a full name. They honor that name, God. And if we take notice sometimes just to give God, because we can go to God in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. And see, tonight, I just want to give God the praise. I want to thank God. He's going to give me all the desires I've been praying for the properties on this place, and the property on that place, and the property on that place, and the property on that place, and the and God, I want, and God's going to do it. Now, when? I don't know, but I know he's going to do it.
Amen, amen.
He's going to do it. And see, one thing I will say to us tonight, in the prayer board, I want to pray for this radio station. Everybody come on, will come on with a positive attitude, a positive attitude. And they want to pray for the policeman, fireman, want to pray for the president, both houses of Congress, want to pray for those governors, those mayors, those who were elected, that they come into the serenity of what God wants them to have done. That's a long list for the prayer bowl. I want to put it in the bowl and lift it up to the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father, tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts. We're bound together with the cords of love that cannot be broken.
Thank you, Jesus.
I would just want to thank you for everything today. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. There's no God like you. You said in your word, he said, there is no God like me. There's none you'll find like me. As I read your word more, your word penetrates. Your word sinks deep. Your word has fire. Your word has life. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that you sent it to be done. And you said in your word in Psalm 120, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence comes my help. My help, not the real estate, not the people in Congress, but my help, not my mayor, not my retirement. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and earth. And because you made it, I have to depend upon you. And I want to thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you. I want to thank you right now, Father. I'm praying for Tom. I'm praying for his, I don't know if it's right knee or left knee, but I'm praying for that knee, that it will be done, that they will compensate him, Father, in the name of Jesus. They will compensate him, and they try to treat every soldier wrong in America once we've been in service, and something happens. They promised that they would take care of us, and somehow or another they haven't done it, Father. They're liars, and they were that, they put a sikiri under the side. And Father, I just ask you tonight that you bless the prophetess, bless the pastors, bless the evangelists, bless the teachers, bless the fivefold ministry. Bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, because you know God, you can see all things, but we know you came through Jesus Christ. And because we just love you, we praise you, and we adore you. And I know, Father, there's somebody out there right now that we don't even know, we call on that name. And I like the way it's been taught tonight by our brother, Elder. He said, we've come to worship you. We come to praise you. We come to adore you. We come to magnify you in the name of Jesus. And we know full well Nothing can cause us to fall down. It's us when we make a mistake. If we make a mistake, forgive us, Father. Show us how to do it better. Show us in your word how to do it better. Teach us to love one another. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And, Father, there are some we don't even know right now in prison, some that are behind prison, some even locked away. We don't even know, Father. Even though we just pray for them right now, pray that their hearts will be mellowed toward the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray this night in the name of Jesus that men will be men and women will be women, that the man who sinned, man with man, the scripture, Paul in his writing says, he tell us in the first chapter what's going to happen. But I pray for those people who are in that far darkness, that they will come to know Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Father, we just surrender all that we have. We come to you. We come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just praise you and love you. And then, Father, I just want to say I love you, because without you, nothing I can do. I want to thank for your healing power in the name of the power that you through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, who gave his life for us. And the devil knows it. That's why the devil fights us so hard. But we got good news for you, devil. We've overcome. We've overcome in Jesus' name. And I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you. We declare and decree that the healing of Jesus Christ comes down to all who can believe it. And then, Father, somebody's walking the streets right now. Some man with his clothes, didn't have clothes on. Somebody on Facebook, they got a wrong attitude. They're bringing animals, and the beastly animals. Then you go back to Leviticus and read it, Father. I pray this day, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will continue to keep me and my wife, my son, my daughter, my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, my grandson. I pray you will keep them. Take them to the next level from generation to generation. And, Father, just watch over them in the name of Jesus, my prayer. And then, Father, while we got this election going on, I've already chosen mine. I'm going to tell you, Lord, I want to vote for Hillary. But I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, she's the right choice that will do what you want done in this kingdom. Because, Father, yet to be come. I thank you right now in Jesus' name. Because, Father, the things I'm seeing coming from the other side, nothing but the enemy. The enemy desires to do us like they did 400 years ago, Father. We want to take authority over all that darkness, all them lies, all that shenanigans. In the name of Jesus Christ is my prayer. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, and amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. What a Sunday at that Sako. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Praise your name. Yes, Lord. Without your name is a name that solidifies. It's your name that bonifies. It's your name that opens the door. Your name, Yeshua HaMashiach. Your name brings to a point. We just say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, all that we have, we believe it's nothing. We don't put it out there. We're doing the will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody in Africa needs a touch right now.
Lord, right now, Father.
In your word. As it was said in the book of Acts, Cornelius needed a touch. He said, send it. He said, you're not going to come to my house, but send the word. Send the word.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The word has manifestation. The word, and it can move, it can manipulate the enemy out of the way. I want to thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. All that you have done.
Thank you, Jesus.
You kept us and you brought us to where we are right now. We want to just say, praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I want to thank you. Oh, Lord, Sandria, Cora. Thank you, Father. And
yes,
we bow
down
before you. We bow down before you. We acknowledge that you're the only true God. No other God beside thee.
Thank you,
From
Jesus.
From the rise of the sun to the setting of it, you are to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We want to praise you. Yes, Lord. Bless the Lord, all
Lord.
Our souls. Oh, that's what they mean. Bless his holy name.
His
holy
name.
Bless his
Thank
holy
you.
Name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You.
Because without you, we can do nothing. In
nothing,
these no. bodies that we live in, these bodies of clay, but we just want our soul to be healed. Our souls and our bodies will be falling in line. My body will fall in line. I want to thank
yes.
you tonight. I want to thank you tonight. How did you
yes,
put under
Lord.
The... Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody
yes, Lord.
Out there. Asha, sa, 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 sa. In Jesus' name,
yes,
I pray. I submit this petition.
Hallelujah.
In the name I command from Jesus
thank
Christ.
You, Jesus.
God, be done. In
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Woo!
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Hey, this is
Thank
good.
You.
This is good. Thank you, Jesus. This is good,
Thank
Lord.
You.
This is good. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. God
bless you. Lord.
And then, Lord, I want to thank you for Tyrone today. He and I made an attempt to make things happen, but you showed us how we can do it. You showed
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Look at the mountain. We spoke to that mountain, and look where we are. We just believe it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to thank you for you being who you say you are. You are
thank
the
Jesus.
Real God. You are the only God. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
And Father, be able to quote your words more like I did. But let my mind be the mind of Jesus Christ more with the
rapidity
bringing out by the Holy Spirit leading and guiding me in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you,
Lord.
Amy, walking around in my house, watching over my house this night,
Lord.
Watching over my wife tonight, watching over my grandson. Let them just be 100% better what they do.
Thank
I praise you,
Jesus.
I adore you. I magnify you. And I pray for this whole subdivision I live in, Riverwood State. I lift it up before you in the name of Jesus. No evil shall befall us or come near our dwelling place. For you, the Lord, has given it charge, your angels charge over in the name of Jesus. We declare it in the name of Jesus. Wherever
yes.
Tyrone is down there, where he's in Savannah, we declare and decree the whole area he has right now.
Thank
no
you.
Weapon formed against him will prosper. No
yes.
action, no process. But
you
said it, but you're giving your angel charge over us. And you watch
yes,
over
Lord.
Us. But Jesus, we thank you.
We
thank,
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And
Ooh,
Father, while we're out tomorrow, going out doing ministry tomorrow, watch over us, Father. Watch
yes,
over us. We don't even know we're going to wake up, but we just believe if we wake up, watch over us, Father.
Do it,
Father. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm. Glory.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then, Father, we just pray for that lady, that prophetess out of Philadelphia. I pray that she come to a better understanding, Father. She'll come to see what you're doing in her life. We have to forgive and forget and move forward. Jesus said, unless we forgive, the Father won't even forgive us. We
Amen.
Want to forgive. I forgive, Father, in the name of Jesus. She's our sister. We love her. We exonerate her in the name of Jesus. Want to lift them up, Father. And then, Father, for those widows that are out there, I want to lift them up in the name of Jesus, Father.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, Father. Where they will find solace in knowing that you send some man by their way to get some things done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not sexual appetite, not that, but going to help them with their need around their house to get Amen. Something that God cut, the house painted, somebody get it cleaned up. Father, your will, not our will. Your will, not our will. You said those who bless those widows, we get, you said happy are we, happy are we. And I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, praise your holy name. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. As I see this map on my door in my office here, Father, I see the world. I see the continent. As I stretch my hands out, Father, let the anointing fall upon them, Father, in the name of Jesus. For you say it, Father. You say it. South America, North America, Africa, India, hallelujah. All of the nations, seven nations, come under the understanding of Jesus Christ. And Father, Messiah, Kiko, Messiah, Messiah. Thank you, Father. 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 In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you, too. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a Sunday corander a spikiriota. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God has just been so good to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Waiting on you, Lord. Let your spirit fall out on us, Father. Let it fall out. And we just bow before you. We love you. We adore you. And we magnify your name. We're not so much concerned about what we see now here, but we know what you already have done. You made a place for us. Oh, we can come into your presence. And I want to just say thank you.
Thank you, Father.
And I pray that my son, Father, would accept the calling of the gospel. His mother has said she heard it, and I told her, I said, well, if you heard it, I believe it. And we just believe God. God's going to use him, Father. God's going to use him. He's
Thank
my
you.
Seed. You're going to use him. Not so much about what I want, but it's the word of God. I want to thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I
thank
praise you.
You.
I love you, and I adore you. Hallelujah. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we will not be chosen. But let us be chosen to do what you call us to do, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We call upon you. We call upon you. You're the only true God. You heard Israel. I know you hear our prayer right now. Through Jesus Christ. Jesus, let your blood purge, merge, wash, and cleanse us. Your blood. So we come before the Father. We can stand straight up and say, yes, Father, we love you. We come to adore you. Hallelujah. As you did, Jesus. You said, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you for what we've been doing, Father. In the scene, behind the scene, and through the scene. Our prayers are being answered by you. You're doing it. Not so much what you're doing it because you promised us. You promised us in the name of Jesus Christ. And they said to me in reading the word, they said, when we ask you, said, pray and demand. We demand from you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you give it to us in the name of Jesus. It's like a baby. We just like a baby. We demand. Talk on a Sunday they call. Oh, yeah. We beat you, devil. Oh, yeah. We got you. We got you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What a
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And then, Father, where Tyrone brother is, wherever he is right now, bless him. Bless him, Father. Bless him tremendously. Bless him, Father. Give clarity of the mind, clarity of the heart, clarity of everything in the body. Clarity, Father. Clarity, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, because we know that you can do it. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. It's your love. Your love supersedes everything. And you said, love you one another as I have loved you. And by this, the world will know that we are your disciples.
Yes,
we're going to love. We're not going to press each other down. We're going to lift up everyone down. We're going to go and let everybody know it's the love of God that's in our heart. It's the love of God in our heart. For God so loved that he gave his only begotten Son. And who said,
yes, Lord.
But have eternal life. Eternal life, eternal life. We want to live that eternal life. Lord, we don't know where else, we don't know where we came from. We don't know where we're going, but we believe what your word says. We take your word that's been preached and taught. That's embedded upon our heart. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then, Father, for the things, yes, for these young people that don't have a father, we want to become the spiritual father for them. Yes, Lord. Our prayers go out to them right now in the name of Jesus. That they want to come and we touch them. We say that if we are our spiritual children, we want to just keep our prayers for them in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, that we will bless them. Let them see what it's all about in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you once again, Father. I want to thank you once again for me, for allowing me these 70-plus years to be on this earth realm and to do the great work. I ask you, let me do more and more and more in your name, Jesus. Not so much I desire to be the governor, the president. I'm a son of God. I'm in the highest order. I'm an ambassador. I am an ambassador. And I want to thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God.
Thank you.
You've been so good to us. You've been so good to us.
Amen.
You opened up our eyes. You opened up our eyes where we couldn't see. You moved that darkness out of our eyes where we can see the light clear. And we just said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For that lady I met yesterday when I laid my hands on her, she felt the anointing. But let her lose that. Let her lose 150 pounds, Father. Let her lose 150 pounds on her body. Let all that fatness, that's not you. That's of the enemy attacking her. But I command in the name of Jesus, she lose 150 pounds. She lose it. In the next 2 months, she'll lose it right now. I'm praying for her. Oh, Shoko, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
No, devil, whatever you've done, you got to release it. You got to go. You ain't got no business being there. Leave it. Leave in Jesus' name. I command you to leave in the name of Jesus. Leave her body in the name of Jesus. She shall lose that 150 pounds. She shall glorify God. Matter of fact, she's going to lose 170 pounds. She's going to glorify God. She's going to do the whole book. She's going to do the holy things in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, somewhere out in the Bar Talk Radio, we're blessing somebody. We don't even know. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Keep praying, brother. I'm going to call somebody. Get this coming on the line a lot. Keep praying.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. We thank and we praise you now. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen your people, Father. Lead your people. Guide your people, Father. Hallelujah. We asking for wisdom. We asking you right now for understanding. Give us an understanding, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Thy will, Lord, thy will. Thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. In this realm, Father, manifest yourself in this realm, your glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
For our son.
Glory, glory. We forever give you the praise and the glory. Bless your people, Father. Smile upon your people. Touch, set free, and deliver. In Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name. Watch over the children, Lord. We lift the children up to you now. Strangers watch around about the children. Protect them and keep them. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For every man that have a son, a daughter, turn their hearts towards you and their hearts towards their children.
Yes, Lord.
Help the men to be the men that you have ordained for us to be, to walk the way that you would have us to be. Father, touch their hearts and let them go back to their homes and be the husband and the father. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, Father God, we lifting up the mothers to you right now. Give them a heart for you and a heart for to be a wife and a mother. Father God, bring this country back to strong family values.
Yes.
Strong family values. Solid foundation built upon the families, Father God. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
This is our prayer to you. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Touch it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Yes. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Ah! Oh, Jesus, you're so good. Yes, you're yes. so good, Lord. You're so good, Lord. Lord, you just love us. You love us in spite of everything. You just love us so. We beat you for it. We can't do nothing about you. Can't do it. We just can't. Lord, we just thank you.
Glory. Glory.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, to Corazandre. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For what you've done for us on this. Thank you, Father, for letting me come under me, this brother. Don't even know him, but you know our spirit. And now our spirits have united. Thank you for him, Father. Thank you for him. Thank you for him. Thank you for him. Thank you for all of that come to know. Hallelujah. And we just believe it's getting bigger and better because it's new in God, Jesus. We're not trying to push anybody. We just want to give them and let them know we have a God that's soon coming back. We want you to get right. We want you to get right. Want you to get right. Osha,
Karasikidio.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Karasikidio. Oh, yonder, Sikidio, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then, Father, oh, that was serious for that man is killing those people. Father, in the name of Jesus, enemy, let's take him out. Take him out in the name of Jesus. Take him out, Father. We just pray that prayer. I pray that prayer. If he won't, if he don't come to repentance, take him out in the name of Jesus. Let him come into where he is right now, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name, Father. Because he didn't kill his own people. He's just like Pharaoh. He's done everything wrong. And Father, we know you're going to deal with Pharaoh and deal with him right now, Father. Let the world see it, Father. Not according to our prayer, but we just want to say, we just want to love you, want to praise you, want to thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing. We don't care what nobody else say. We know without you, nothing we can do. Nothing we can do without you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus. Ooh. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Without you, we can do nothing. We just say praise you. We just praise you and love you. We adore you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Jesus, so good. It's like the young lady said, Lord, this is so good, I can't hardly hold it. The fire, I can't hardly hold it, Lord. My God. Thank you. Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
thank you.
Lord. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to the sick, you know, they so go thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Glory.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, we just know we kept our word. We pray and we believe. And, Father, we just want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Well, Tyrone?
Yes, sir.
We kept our word before God. We done prayed, we done taught and prayed for a whole hour. And someone put some music on. Until the next time, the Lord bless you and keep you, okay?
Is somebody else on the line too, Pastor?
Hey, I don't hear him. Sir?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So that's you, Pastor?
Yeah.
Okay, it was somebody else when you went to make that call. Somebody else was on the line also. They must have hung up.
But that's but my number.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
No, I thought we gonna get that straightened out by the time we get back on there.
Yeah, I will give you steps on. I'm gonna play some music and give God the glory. And thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
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 Lord, search. And your Thank you. Thank you.